the longest race, a lifelong runner, an iconic ultramarathon, and the case for human endurance, by Ed Ayers, narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Chapter 1. Boonesboro Dawn. The Start, When Life Begins Again. I don't remember being born. I doubt that anyone does, but I wonder if the moment you push off from the starting line of a long-distance foot race might be a subliminal replay of that long-forgotten launch of a new life. As the big moment approaches, you're jammed up behind an unyielding human wall, the too close backs of other runners' necks, shoulder blades, elbows, thighs, and calves not quite ready to let you surge forward. You're about as naked as climate and social convention will allow, and at the same time, you may feel your shoulders and hips bumping unavoidably against other shoulders and hips that are not yours, but that, in a way, you feel kinship with. Then suddenly you're breaking free, and the long journey, in the company of others but very much on your own, has begun. There's magic in a moment like this. It's not only like being reborn each time you race, it's like having been given the secret to the most astonishing means of propulsion ever to appear on Earth. And, arguably, that's what the human body offers, as many endurance runners are discovering. A horse can't compare. A bald eagle can't compare. For that matter, even a 24,500-mile-per-hour Apollo rocket to the moon couldn't have compared. Now, as I waited at the starting line, it struck me that our long-lost president, John F. Kennedy,